We are learning Masechtas Eirin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots, approximately 10 lines from the top. Rav Chisda v'Rav Sheshes, these two great Amoraim, Rav Chisda v'Rav Sheshes, keep Hagi v'Hadi Adodi, when they used to meet each other, Rav Chisda, Marcin Svavasei Mastista Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisda's lips used to quiver, used to be nervous from the Mishnayis, the Brises of Rav Sheshes, like Rashi says. He had Mishnayis Duras Loi, and Rav Chisda was scared. He's going to ask him a stira from one Mishnah or Mishnah and tell him to answer it, and he was scared of that. Rav Sheshes, Mirsa Kule Gufa, his whole entire guf, not only his lips, his whole entire guf, was scared Milpapule de Rav Chisda. From the pilpul of Rav Chisda, from the Harifas, from the sharp, from how sharp he was, how big of a lamdan he was, because his questions sometimes are very, very tifa questions, he used to be scared of him from his questions. And like in the back, in the Hagoyis, is Shaul Katzenel and Volgen explains that why here the lips and here's the called guf. So he says because the Mishnayis, he knew Pshat in the Mishnayis. The steer in the Mishnayis, that he wasn't so, you know, it wasn't the whole guf was nervous about, but a good Tifa Shaila, that the whole guf shook from that. That's what he says. But Kitsa, Rechitza, and Sheshes, both were scared of each other when they met each other from each other's questions. And Maisa Hirimar brings down a question. Boyimene Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda asks a shayla for Rav Sheshes. It has shaychas to the sugya of bittul, a bit that we had before, bittul schiris. Boimin Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes. Shnei batim and shnei tzudis shusharabim. You have two houses on two sides of shusharabim. Obviously, two houses, two sides of shusharabim have no connection. There's no way to get air between them. They have no shaychas to each other. But on Shabbos uvon nachrim, what? You have to make lechi. Right now, I didn't have lechis. It didn't have any mechitzas. It was two houses on two sides of the Rabbim. Ubo Nachrim, and on Shabbos, Goyim came, v'kifu mechitzah v'Shabbos, and made a mechitzah v'Shabbos. So now, they're surrounded by four walls, two houses and two walls. So now, the area in between, which used to be a Rabbim, is a courtyard. And they both can't carry in this courtyard because it's a chatzah meshutif for two houses. So they want to know, on Shabbos, could you make a bittul? Could they do bittul? To each other. They'll battle each other's, one of them battle there, it's just in the chatzah, the other one, and now they can carry, that person carrying the chatzah. Right, so Rashi speaks out, that we pass him, mechitzah, nasa shabbos, zichra mechitzah, v'shur v'kam shayachid. The only question is agabe, the hilchus erev chatzeris. That's the whole question. Zichra has din mechitzah, v'shur has din mechitzah shayachid. The only question is agabe, the halachas are ruvei chatzeris. So what's the shayla mao? Libra demand the ama ein bitl roshus mechatzah lechatzah, lo yisibay alach. The Fidim and the Yom holds, Ein Bittur Shus B'chatz B'chatz, it's not a Shaila. Why not? Because the Man Yom Ein Bittur Shus B'chatz B'chatz holds, you need two things in order to make Bittur on Shabbos. It has to be oyster each other, and it has to be possible to make an Erev, before Shabbos. Now here, Erev Shabbos, did they oyster each other? No. Could they make an Erev? No. You didn't have either thing. So that's Pashut, that Man Yom, Fidim and the Yom, you cannot do Bittur over here. Leave in mind that because every time you have a chatzal chatzal, the reason why there's no, you can't make a bittul, because you only have a possibility of Erev there. You don't have a possibility of oyster, no oyserim there. We said if it goes one pneumus of chatzal, then yeah, but not. But if not pneumus of chatzal, not. So that, if you don't mind, that was not a shayla. Hashto di boyle ruvi me esma mas varvi. Madach in that case, where if I want to make an Erev by two chatzaris, I can make an Erev. Amrit ein bittul shuz chatzal chatzal, why not? Because they don't ask each other. Haha. The Bayer Luv Mesmal, here not only didn't ask each other for Shabbos, but if you want to get Erev Mesmal, Loi Matzim Arvi, you couldn't make an Erev, Loi Kol Shekain. So of course, you can't make a Bittul over here, for sure not. Kisa Bayer Loch, and believe on the Amma, yes, Bittul, Shus V'chatz L'chatz. According to Rabbi Yechanan, we have before, he holds, you can make a Bittul, Shus V'chatz L'chatz. That means he holds, you don't have to have the possibility of, you don't have to have an ice room. Ma'arvim is enough, you don't need an ice room. But maybe you don't need anything. So that's the two stardom. Hasam di boiler ruvim esmal by chatz lechatz. Since it's possible to do an erev before Shabbos, motzi di boiler ruvim esmal motzi ma'arvi. Then betuli nine motzi vatal. You can make bittul. Aval hachod le motzi ma'arvi esmal. Here erev Shabbos where there was no mechitzos, you couldn't make an erev. So betuli nine motzi vatal. It can't be vatal. I dilma lo yishna. Or maybe just like that man is not makbid on oisrim, he's not makbid on arvi either. Punked by chatz and chatz, you can do erev, but maybe he's not makbid on it. Maybe man holds aim bid shus chatz needs both oisrim and ma'arvim. That ask each other and you can make erev. The other man holds you don't need anything. Happens to be chatz and chatz can make erev, but maybe you don't need that. So what would the answer? That was a question. Amalei ain mevatlim. You cannot do brittle. Like the small Rashi says on the right side, close to the bottom, the chodom miyabina. You at least need one thing, either ma'arvin or isrim. You need one thing. You have to have a possibility of four Shabbos to Erev and Isrim. Here, there was no possibility to do anything because there were two separate houses where Adam and the courtyard before Shabbos. So therefore here, you do not have the halacha of Bittul. That was one shayla of Chista asked of Sheshus. Sheshus answered that, you know, not Mavatal. The next shayla he asked him, Meis Nochri B'Shabbos Mahu. If you have a guy who's living with two Yisraelim in the Chatzar, and we know that if you have a guy with two Yisraelim, it asers the Chatzar. They did not make Schiris before Shabbos. They didn't make Schiris before Shabbos, and they didn't make Erev either, because they didn't have a Schiris. They didn't make Erev or Schiris before Shabbos. What happened? The guy dies on Shabbos. So now we're left with two Yisraelim, we're out of Erev. Shaila is, could you make a Bittul? Meis Nochri B'Shabbos Mahu. Maliban Vandi Amar, we had before, that if the guy shows up on Shabbos, you could do a Schiris and a Bittul, we had before. If a guy shows up on Shabbos, could be Seich of him, then do a Bittul, lo yisabay aloch. It's not a Shaila. Hashto tarti avdina, madach there, you could do both things. You could do Schiris and Bittul. Chodah here, just a Bittul, my boy. It's not a Shaila. El kisabay aloch, li Vandi Amar, ain't Seich of him. According to Vandi Amar holds, that you cannot do the Schiris. You can't do the Schiris. And who was that? That was the Vandi Amar before we had that said, if it's Oisrim, the Eima Arvin, that Eima Vatlam, they can't do it. That Vandi Amar says they can't do it by a guy. We had a Vandi Amar before. There was Shmuel. Liman the Ein Serchim, maybe you'll say like this. Liman the Ein Serchim, Tarti Hud Lo Yavdino. You can't do two things. Schiris and Bittl, that much you can't do. Hacha Do Avdino, but one thing I could do. Or makes a difference. You can't do it either way. You can't do Bittul because maybe the word is you have to have that it was Erev Shabbos. It was Soichrim Uma Arvin. But here it's worse. That we'll speak out in a second. So the Shaila is over here like this. According to Mandi Yama, they're allowed to do Schiris and Bittul. No Shaila, you can do it over here. But according to Mandi Yama, you can't do it. Maybe Tartu loved it. You can't do schiris and a bittul, but one you could do. I don't want to know. Amalei, he answers. What did he say? Ani amam vatlam. I say vatlam. Vamam nuno amam eim vatlam. Nuno says eim vatlam. So let's analyze what goes on over here. Amalei, Rav Sheshis answered. Ani amam vatlam. You're going to ask me that before we said that if a guy comes on Shabbos, you can't do schiris and bittul. And here, you could do Bittul. What's the difference? So, you could say the Pshat is because of there's two things. What's the significance of this? So Rashi speaks out that it's different than before. Because here, the reason why you could be Mevatel, here it's better. You know why here it's better? Because here, Erev Shabbos, if I wanted, I could have done a rental and an Erev Shabbos. Why? Because the Goyah was here. According to this case over here, the guy was here. He just died on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos was possible to do an Erev and Schiris. Mashiach, in the story before, if you remember the story before, he wasn't here before Shabbos. He came on Shabbos. Since I couldn't do Erev before Shabbos, that's why it's worse. That's how Rashi learns Rav Sheshis. The only problem is that the Gemara before, Nemnon for Pshitus, if you remember, on the bottom of Samach Vav Aleph, the one of them for Pshitus, that the also of esmol logum esmol pasha like that. The one names on the bottom of the last line, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, names on pasha that if they were there before Shabbos, for sure you could do bittul. So Tosis asks his kasha. He said maybe he's going according to Rav Sheshis, but he doesn't like that because here it's mashma in our Gemara that's tarti lo yavdinon. Even though it was before Shabbos, tarti lo yavdinon. So Tosis wants to learn that the case of meis nochri b'Shabbos here was he came on Shabbos. That was the case. That's the Tosis wants to learn all cases that came on Shabbos. But Al-Kabon, that's Rashi and Tosis. Let's just chaz over. Feed Rashi the case is that the Nochri was here before Shabbos, he died on Shabbos, the Lochri is going to give a vatel. And why? Because since Erev Shabbos, I could do an Erev, it's better. Vam Nuno, we'll learn Rashi first again, we'll chaz Tosis in a second. Vam Nuno, I'm going to aim a vatel. Nuno says he can't be a vatel. Why not? Because since he can't make an Erev Shabbos, we're out of Schiris, that's not called Ma'arvin Ba'isrim. Ma'arvin Ba'isrim only means if I could do Erev without a Schiris. then I can do a bitl on Shabbos. But if I need a schiris to help out the Erev, I can't do a bitl on Shabbos. That's what Rav Nuna holds. Which is not like the Gemara before, which is one of Tosis' problems. And Tosis, therefore, learns a little different. Tosis learning that the fellow came on Shabbos and died on Shabbos. This guy came on Shabbos and died on Shabbos. But upon him, that's what comes out of our Gemara, Meis Nochi v'Shabbos, Machlekes Rav Sheshesh, and Rav Nuna, if you could do bitl on Shabbos to that guy. Not a Gemara. I'm Rav Yudah Mashmur. Nochrish yesh le pesach arba alaba. We know that a goy who is part of a courtyard or part of a mavui for the same price, part of a mavui, the halacha is he asers on the rest of the bnei mavui. We're talking about mavui, so we'll speak out of mavui since we're talking about a mavui, the Gemara coming up. You have a mavui here with a bunch of chaseris of Israelim open to the mavui, to the or alleyway, and you have a goy who has his mansion and his property open to the alleyway. The halacha is that you can't carry from your house to the alleyway because the alleyway is a chotz meshutav. I made an eruv. No, there's a guy, you need a schiris. This guy in his house, he had a back door. The back door went to a property, a bikkah, like a little empty property, and that property could reach the Rosh Hashanah. So he had another way to get out of his house, not through a mavi, go through the backyard. It's not a street, but it's a bikkah. We know when you have two doors to Rosh Hashanah, so you go bust to the ruggle. You go bust to the Ragel, and that makes, if you go out of that door, you won't ask this Mavi. We had a sugya on the Memtes, Memches, about two places, Ragel, not Ragel, on the Memtes, I think it was. So, Zog to Gemara, Amr Vidom Shmuel, Nach Yishle Pesach Arba Arba, he has a door, 4x4, for Suach the Bikr. Even though it's not such a big door, but it's at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and it's open to the Bikr, it's open to the to this plateau in his backyard. I feel Machnes and Maitzi Gemolim Akranis Kalayayim, Kula Derech Mavi. Even though when he comes to big things like camels and wagons, he goes through the mavi, but the small things he takes through the backyard ain't asar al b'nei mavi. It's not asar al b'nei mavi. My time. He likes this private door better. One of the reasons our Rashi says because it's ika avira tvei mavi. It's much more spread out. A lot of room there. He likes more private. He likes that door better. Since he likes that door better, we say he goes out that door and does not shter our mavi. Doesn't make a problem, then he doesn't need schiris for our mavi. So that's where it's a bikkah. And boil who, pesuach a karfif mahu. Karfif is a little different because karfif is enclosed. It's an enclosed little place where I do storage there. So maybe that is not so comfortable for him to use as a doorway back to bring in his packages and walk out. Maybe it's not so comfortable. What's the halacha? Pesuach a karfif mahu. If the guy has a door open to a karfif, what's the halacha there? Rav Nachman said, "Shmei the Olfana." Who's Olfana? Rashi says Olfana means Messiah. It's a lashon of Messiah from Shama Merabai, Merabai Merabai. He said over by Messiah that the Philip Suach LeKarfif. Even if the guy has an opening to a karfif, it's enough to say the guy, that's your door. And the Gemara explains what type of karfif, what size karfif. Rabbi Rav Yosef the Omar Tavayo, when it comes to a guy, a non-Jew, Nochri Beisasayim Oyser, Yosef Beisasayim in Oyser. It depends how big the karfif. If the karfif is only Beisasayim, which is 70 amos and 2/3, by 70 amos and 2/3, then you can't consider that his exit way or entrance way. Why not? Because it's too small for him to do anything in that. It's not such a big property, he doesn't use it so much. But if it's a bigger than Beisasayim, then he does not ask the Mavi. Why not? Because he has a huge area to go in and out from. That's by a guy. But a Yisrael has the same idea with a mavi and he has his back door to a karfif. It's the opposite. The Yisrael basis, what?
And he didn't make an area?
He didn't make an area, that's why. Yisrael didn't make an area. But if he has a door a different way, he doesn't ask the chotzer. But Yisrael, this door different way into a karfif is the opposite. If it's basis ayim, which means it's 70 and 2/3 or 70 thirds or less, ain't no Yisrael. Because he can carry the on Shabbos. Yosef is Saim Oyser. Bigger is Saim, he can't use that. And therefore, it doesn't help him as an way or entry because he can't carry in there. This is too small. We just have to buy a guy, it's too small, so nothing should be good. Zokrash, the pshat is that on Shabbos, he doesn't usually use big packages. Va'avagav da'avagavi nochri choshev zutar, Rashi der Maschi Yisrael, says, Mil Rashi. It's too small. The Gabi Yisrael nafish. It's big enough. He doesn't carry very big packages. And it's more eerie than the mavi. Therefore, he uses that. What? It is machuzis. It is machuzis. Hook of a deer. You mean if it's hook of a deer, then echnami, then even bigger, it's good because you carry there. It has machuzis. A carp has machuzis. It's not hook of a deer.
But his house is
new. Yeah, but he made the house first. He made the wall first, then the house. That's not hook of a deer. That's one thing. Also, you have to, the wall has to be around for the deer. We had a sugi before about this. Talk to Gemara, one more Gemara. He didn't know this second part of the Memra. He just knew the first part, that opening to a bikkah is enough. So, what's halacha if your house opened to a karf? What's the halacha? Is that called an entrance and exit way? Amalei, Hari Amru, we said, this is by a guy. More than Beisayim does not answer. He was asking him, you just said a memra that a goy, it's pesuach, labika is good, that it doesn't aser. What about pesuach karfif? So the answer depends. If it's based on sayim, which is not so big, it's aser. The goy asers because it doesn't use that. Yoyis based on sayim, he uses that back door. He doesn't care about carrying a Shabbos. So yoyis based on sayim, ainoi aser.